Chapter 14 Changes. Mrs. Pennyman disobeyed her brother and wrote to Morris, asking him to meet her in a nearby tea room. When he arrived, she was already waiting for him.
"Come, let's go for a walk," she said. "I've been thinking, Morris, and I've decided that the advice I gave you about a secret wedding was wrong. I see things differently now."
"You were very certain the other day," Morris said, irritated.
"Yes, I was, but now I think it would be better if you waited," said Mrs. Pennyman.
When Morris didn't answer, she moved a little closer to him and confided,
"The truth is, I had a terrible argument with my brother, and he said I could no longer stay in his house if I do anything to encourage you and Catherine. You must understand that I'm a poor woman with nowhere else to go."
"That's too bad, my dear Mrs. Pennyman, but I'm afraid I've already followed your advice. I convinced Catherine to agree to a secret wedding," Morris lied.
"Oh, when?" exclaimed Mrs. Pennyman.
"We haven't decided yet, but it will probably be soon. It wouldn't be very nice of me to change my mind now, would it?" said Morris. Mrs. Pennyman suddenly stopped walking and said,
"Catherine loves you so much that she won't mind if you postpone your marriage plans. And remember, if her father changes his mind, she'll be a very rich woman. I must go now. Goodbye, my dear Morris."
As he walked home, Morris thought about what Mrs. Pennyman had said. He liked her new advice, as it would give him more time to make his final decision about marrying Catherine. In the meantime, he would pretend to Catherine that nothing had changed. While Catherine waited for Morris to name a wedding date, she suffered a great deal. Her father ignored her completely, never looking at her or speaking to her. Catherine accepted this as her punishment, but after several days, she found the courage to speak to her father.
"You should know that I saw Morris last week, and I think we'll be getting married soon. Until we do, I'll probably want to see him about once a week," she said nervously.
The doctor looked at Catherine from head to foot and then said in an icy voice, "I don't care how often you want to see him, or that you're going to be married." Catherine stared at her father, not knowing how to answer him, and then began to cry. Her father turned and left the room. The next day, Catherine was very surprised when her father invited her in a friendly voice into his study. When they had sat down, he looked at her and made an effort to smile.
"Are you going to get married very soon?" he asked.
"I don't know. It's not easy for us to decide when," Catherine answered, wondering why he wanted to know.
"Could you possibly postpone it for 6 months?"
her father asked.
"I'd like to take you to Europe before you get married."
Catherine couldn't believe her ears. She was happy and amazed that her father wanted to do anything for her. Although she would have preferred to stay at home, she said,
"It would be delightful to go to Europe with you, Father, but I must tell Morris."
"You mean that you want to ask his permission?"
her father asked sarcastically.
"I certainly hope that he'll give it."
When Catherine told Mrs. Pennyman about her father's offer, her aunt said,
"You know why he wants to take you to Europe, don't you? He thinks it will make you forget about Morris." "If he thinks that, I should tell him now that it won't work," said Catherine.
Mrs. Pennyman shook her head.
"No, tell him after the trip, my dear, after he's had all the trouble and expense. That's the way you should treat him."
Catherine decided that her aunt was right. She wrote to Morris and asked him to meet her. When they met, Catherine told Morris about her father's offer.
"He wants to go for 6 months," she said. "He thinks that the trip will make me forget you. I'll do whatever you think is best."
"Wouldn't you like to see Europe and all its art and culture?" Morris asked.
Catherine knew that she would much rather stay at home near Morris and answered honestly,
"I don't really care about seeing anything in Europe."
"She's such a boring woman," Morris thought, but aloud he said,
"I think you should go. It will show him that we're reasonable people and that we're prepared to wait. It will also show him that you still respect him, even though he's making you very unhappy. And just think, there's even the possibility that you could change his mind during the trip. If you chose the right time and place to discuss our marriage, maybe he'd realize that he's wrong to forbid it. You can buy your wedding clothes in Paris, and we'll be married soon after you return. Catherine was disappointed that Morris didn't tell her to stay in New York, but she thought that his reasoning made sense.
"Then I'll tell my father that I'll go," she said, and kissed Morris goodbye.